These are the words of Ed Blakely, the head of the New Orleans recovery effort.
I've asked the planners to go away. There's enough talk, now you got to act.
There are hopes that the planning process is near its end. Today, the state of Louisiana opened a website and telephone hotline to give people a chance to share their view on how the state should rebuild. And over the weekend, New Orleanians voted on what they hope will be the city's sole blueprint for recovery. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from New Orleans.
The Morial Convention Center was a desperate scene 16 months ago, filled with stranded people. But this weekend, it was a totally different atmosphere as giant video screens linked residents of New Orleans with those still living outside the city.
Good morning, Atlanta. Everybody say good morning to your family in Atlanta.
This was a giant community congress, more than 1,000 people in New Orleans, Atlanta, Dallas, and Houston who had come to vote on the Unified New Orleans Plan, the vision created from recommendations residents made during several earlier and smaller community meetings.
This is going to be a big plan. It's not like anybody has to choose one recommendation.
Wearing one of the blue T-shirts designated for discussion leaders, Carrie Shea started the conversation at table 62.
What do you like about the recommendations, and then what concerns you about
the draft version of the Unified Plan calls for every part of New Orleans to be redeveloped while encouraging people to rebuild in safer ways. Gwen Adams, a former teacher in the Lower Ninth Ward, called the highest level of flood protection absolutely essential.
First of all, it's not something that we should like or dislike. It's something that we should have. It's something that should be provided to all residents.
Although frustrated by the pace of rebuilding, many at the meeting said they felt they have an emotional stake in determining what New Orleans should look like and how it should rebuild. They used electronic keypads to vote on affordable housing measures, on ways to create safe and stable neighborhoods, and on suggestions calling for people to cluster their homes and businesses in more viable areas. In Houston, Glenda Harris said she was encouraged by the process, but worried about how New Orleans, financially strapped before the hurricanes, could pay for the plan, even though billions of dollars might come New Orleans' way.
When you're talking about 218,000 housing units and homes that were destroyed, that's not going to even cover a fraction of that. And if we send the message to America that we understand a lot has been sent to the devastated area, but America has never faced the city that's 80% underwater.
Over the next few days, planners will incorporate what they learned from these sessions. The final report is expected to be about 1,200 to 1,300 pages long. Back in New Orleans, Gloria Hammond said she wasn't sure how many people actually knew they could participate in developing a New Orleans plan, but it was time for the process to end.
Tired of the talking, it's time for action. I mean, we're going into the 16th month. Tired. I'm 61. I'll be 61 years old in April. I've lost 5 houses. I'm living in a little crappy apartment. Got robbed in Houston. It's not fun.
The city's recovery czar, Ed Blakely, says he understands and agrees.
The only disaster is we waited too long.
For months, Mayor Nagin has promised a bigger and better New Orleans. He told the crowd he, too, was sick and tired of going from one bureaucracy to another seeking funds for a recovery process that's expected to take years. But he says a united recovery plan that has the endorsement of its residents will help make that job much easier. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New Orleans.